Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this terrific Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just to finish up this story, the Redistricting Commission had a meeting last Thursday. Now understand, these people are paid $40,000 a year. Even though they've not done any work since they created the maps for the 2022 election. I don't even know if they even meet on a regular basis, but they're still getting paid. Well, when they went into closed session, they were in closed session for 2 hours. After voting 8-3 to do so. So they had 11 commissioners present out of the, I believe, 19 of them that sit on this commission. After 2 hours of being in closed session, they returned and reopened the session back up to the public to conduct their final business for the year. They bid farewell to the resigning Democratic commissioners, Dustin Witts and Mick Rothhorn, and the Republican commissioner, Douglas Clark. Upon returning from the closed session, commissioners Aaron Wagner and Lang did not come back and join the meeting due to supposedly personal emergencies. And another third commissioner, Zetzla, did not join because of professional obligations. Because of their absences, when they didn't come back from 2 hours in closed session, the commission did not have a quorum. So they never took a vote to file an appeal. Well, another commissioner, Richard Weiss, said he thought the absent commissioners did it on purpose to sabotage the meeting. I guess Setzla didn't have time to come back. And I found it quite interesting since the state and the taxpayers are paying us to do this job. Well, the executive director, Edward Woods III, presented a video commemorating the time Clark, Rothhorn, and Wheat spent on the commission, along with photos and music. One of the commissioners said Rothhorn resigning was an attempt to get out of bringing the commission his sourdough bread. And Wheat's resigning would alleviate strain on Lett's wallet because he wouldn't have to cover his hotel bills. Another commissioner joked and said, well, he only did that once. Commissioner Anthony Ide said he'd miss bike rides with Rothhorn, who got him into the sport. What the heck? These people aren't even taking this job seriously. With comments like that, this thing is a complete circus. Witts, who moved to Illinois, had received an Illinois driver's license if anybody questioned his connections to Michigan, obviously they're mistaken. Rothhorn said he wasn't asked to resign, but that it felt right to resign since the people out there who truly want the position that I'm not interested in serving anymore, and resigned. Three commissioners resigned. Pretty interesting. Well, now, based on the court's decision, they have to redraw the maps. And it's not just those six Senate seats, seven House districts. Because if they end up redrawing those folks, guess what? It affects the neighboring map on each side of them. Actually, probably all the way around them, north, south, east, and west. So once you start tinkering around with those districts, you've got to change the surrounding districts. When you change those, you end up having to change the ones that are around those changed districts. The bottom line, I think this is going to affect the entire state of Michigan. I do not see how they can possibly redraw these maps that has been determined by a court that they absolutely violate U.S. election laws. It's that simple. And the fact that these commissioners are going to be replaced by drawing names out of a hat by the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Where is that listed anywhere in the Proposal 2 that passed back in 2018? Voters, not politicians, that created the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. And based on the fact that they violated the U.S. Voting Rights Act as it pertains to black people in Detroit, that was the basis for the lawsuit. That's who brought it. This whole thing is an absolute chaos as we head into this year's elections. How is it going to affect the August primaries? How is it going to affect the districts determining the candidates to end up running in the November general election that's going to happen? A presidential election. This is just absolute insanity. And nobody's talking about it. Why? Because nobody's there. State reps, state senators, they're not going to be back until a week from tomorrow. Absolutely amazing. Well, one of the plaintiffs and the head spokesperson for the lawsuit, AG versus Benson, is former state representative, liberal, communist, Democrat, Sherry Gay Dag Nogo from Detroit. My thoughts are all of these people should have been gone, especially the commission's attorney, Bruce Adelson, who tendered his resignation via email effective December the 29th. He should have been gone all along. It was his leadership that the commission members were misguided and coerced during the mapping process to continue lowering the black voting age population, significantly lowered than required by the Voting Rights Act of the U.S. Constitution. Additionally, Gay Dag Nogo called the closed session a secret meeting. It's worth noting that when discussing the closed session, Fink, the attorney, said there was nothing wrong with taking advice on a confidential basis via a closed session. See, I disagree. Those closed sessions, in my opinion, are a violation of the Open Meetings Act. When you have a quorum of any board, even though they want to get advice from their legal counsel, when they go in the closed session, they kick the media out, they kick the public out, they don't allow anybody to be in there other than the attorney and the board members, you're violating the Open Meetings Act. Well, a hearing on the remedies is going to be held this Friday, January 5th at 1:30 in Kalamazoo in a federal court. After that court date this Friday, they are then supposed to have another meeting on Thursday, January the 11th. So we'll be following this, keeping an eye on what happens after the show on Friday. We'll be talking about it on Monday. This is going to happen before the next meeting on January the 11th. We'll see. See exactly where this ends up going. This is going to be interesting. To wrap this up, one last thing. You have to understand, absentee ballot applications have already been mailed. Did you guys get yours? Text me a Y if you got yours. Our local clerk here in Antrim County sent both Vicki and I this past week Michigan absent voter ballot applications. Presidential primary February 27th, May 7th, August 6th, and November 5th. Check which ones you want absentee ballots mailed to you for. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I got six text messages during the break after I clarified with Patrick. No ballot applications sent to him and five others. Now, have you guys ever voted absentee before? Because Vicki and I have. Last election, we did. 2022, the midterm election, we voted absentee. We were both acting as poll challengers, so I'm not really sure. Maybe we got ours because we voted last election absentee. But everybody else evidently didn't get one. So pretty interesting. Now, one last thing on this story, just to wrap this up. It will be decided this coming week. Kalamazoo court, federal court on Friday, scheduled at 1:30. That will, of course, be after the show at noon. And then the next meeting, Thursday, January the 11th. So pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Now, I want to recap the first three steps of the plan that we discussed yesterday, New Year's Day, if you missed it. The first step was for you to go to the MIGOP.org website. Scroll down all the way down to where it says county chairs. Find the chairperson of your county. Copy down their email address and send them an email. Tell them that you want to join the party. You want to pay dues for this year, 2024. You want to find out when their meeting is for this month, January, and attend that meeting. When you're at the meeting, you turn in your application filled out with a personal check for the family membership. Become a paid member of your county party. At the first meeting this year, January, ask the chairman in front of the group if they're happy with their elected officials? Are they happy with the county commissioners the county has? Are they happy with the school board members? Are they happy with the sheriff, prosecutor, clerk of the county? Have a conversation with the chairman in front of all the members of that county party. If for some reason they say they're not happy with the commissioners, ask them what they plan to do about it. Do they have somebody chosen already to run against them? Presque Isle County needing to replace two for sure, possibly three of their five county commissioners. Sheboygan needs to replace all of their commissioners. A few need to be replaced in Otsego County. Emmett County definitely needs to replace most of their county commissioners. Mackinac County is good. Their commissioners are doing a great job, thanks to Mike Petrick's chairmanship. And a few need to be replaced in Chippewa County. Here in Antrim County, we're replacing, hopefully, at least three, maybe four of the five. There's only one commissioner worth keeping. So we have a mission, folks. Join your county party. Pay your dues for the year. Attend their first meeting. And then ask these questions. This month of January. And then as a result of the answers, you may be asked or required to run for one of those seats. The point today is called Affidavits of Identity. Contact your local clerk, obtain an affidavit of identity for the particular office you are asked or thinking about running for, and be prepared to fill it out. We're going to get into that in hour number three. What does that entail? What does it obligate you to? And what does it say to the current people sitting in those elected positions? Constructive notice. We're going to get into that in the third hour. So go get some more coffee. Especially Miss Sherry, if you're listening. We're going to have top of the hour news. When we get back, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be joining us. We're going to have a discussion about a blog interview he did with Bree Mogenberg. We're going to talk about that and the state of the Michigan Republican Party. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done?